Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. Of course, I am your host, Buzz, and a lot to get to once again on today's show. And, you know, free agency, we are just a day away. You know, literally tomorrow at 5 o'clock Eastern time, we are looking at the start of Major League free agency, and it feels like it sparks the debate once again of how this team should approach the upcoming window, whether the Phillies should go, you know, after next year or the next 5 years. And this is something I've debated a lot with Jack Fritz on Fritz at Six, of how exactly the Phillies should go about this. My take is clear. Go after next year. Go after winning the World Series next year. Do everything you can to improve your football team in the short term. Right. I don't want to say I don't care about the next 5 years, because I do. I am a diehard Phillies fan through and through, and I would hate if 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now they weren't good. But I'm willing to take that risk in this case to make sure that they are good next year. And here's why. The Phillies just came off winning 96 games, right? And if you have someone's heard, or if anyone who's listened to me, I should say, on this station has heard me once, they've heard me 1,000 times say that I think regular season win totals in baseball, more so than any other sport, more so than football, more so than basketball, more so than hockey, matters. Like, it matters in terms of how good your team is, regardless of poor postseason performance. The postseason is obviously the most important games. But nevertheless, like, the regular season is still indicative of how good you are. I want to get back to or as close to that number as I physically can, in terms of an opening day lineup. I want to have a 2026 regular season that gets as close to that as humanly possible. And I do not believe playing for the next 5 years, maybe taking a step back, letting Schwarber go, trying to let young guys develop, is the way you should go here. You have guys like Bryce Harper signed on still for 6 more years of his contract. Trey Turner signed for 8 more years of his contract. Zach Wheeler, 2 more years until he claims he's going to retire. I got a win now team. I got a win now team. And the way you try and win now is you do just about whatever it takes to bring back Kyle Schwarber. You do whatever it takes but you probably try and bring back Harrison Bader. JT Realmuto doesn't feel like Ranger Suarez is in the cards. Everyone kind of just assumes that. This is the window to try and win now. And one other thing that people have heard me say 1,000 times and beat into the ground is the baseball playoffs, they truly are just random. Truly any team can win on any given year. I know the Dodgers just won back-to-back World Series. first time in 25 years, quarter century, that someone has won back-to-back championships in the sport, right? And yet, nevertheless, I still believe, my takeaway from the World Series was any team can win it. The Blue Jays were that close. They run the bases a little bit better in the series. They, you know, any little thing break goes their way, and they win the World Series, not the Dodgers. And I believe the Phillies are just as good as the Toronto Blue Jays. I don't think they're on some tier that the Phillies are chasing to get to. I think their postseason, obviously their performance needs to get a lot better, but I don't think it's not attainable. I think this Phillies team that stepped off the field at Dodger Stadium as the season ended was good enough to win the World Series. I don't think if they won the World Series, people would have been like, well, how did that team win? Right? And I do agree that it's possible the best, I think it's likely actually, the best chance at winning the World Series has come and gone for this team. I'll always believe that 23, like that was a, they were closer in 22 in terms of losing the World Series, but that was a team that was playing over its head, that ran out of gas. The 23 team, that was really the year. That was the year they were up 2-0 against the Diamondbacks. They were up 3-2 against the Diamondbacks and still could never put them away, lost in 7, and then they lost in 6 to the Texas Rangers. Right? Like that, the Phillies should have been in that World Series with the Rangers and they should have won. Like that was absolutely their year, and then 24 against the Mets. I'll say their regular season was not as good as the one this past season. I believe that this Phillies team that we just saw a year ago needs to, you're going to make retooling changes. You got to get out from under the Castellanos contract. Maybe they flip Bohm for like a reliever or something like that. You get Justin Crawford up to play the outfield opening day. Maybe you have a different rotation guy, different bullpen, whatever. But the team, the core is constructed, is good enough to win a lot of games. And that is how you get into the postseason, and then it's kind of a crapshoot of how you play once you get there. But I cannot be looking at how the team ended in the postseason and say to myself, okay, I don't think they should try and run this back, right? I think they should start playing for the future, getting young guys more time. Like, I don't want to step back into like the 88 win range next year, right? Like that's going to waste the remaining potential good years of Bryce Harper, if you believe he has those really, really good years left. Trey Turner obviously is not the same player he used to be. That decline gets even worse if you play for the long term, 3 to 5 year range. No more Zach Wheeler. I just don't think it's wise. I think you're, even if their best chance is behind them, if it was kind of like a peak and valley type of thing and you're looking at the top of the mountain or the top of the graph, I still, just because you're a little bit past the apex doesn't mean that you're at the bottom either. And so I think they need to make a real shot, incorporate some of the young guys into this lineup. Andrew Painter, certainly probably in the rotation. I don't think this is the same thing. I know people are scared by what happened between 12 and 21, this team missing the playoffs for a decade. I think this team has a far better farm system than they did back then. I think they're more equipped to kind of handle it. Dominic Brown was a huge, huge bust. If your prospects are going to bust like that, then your long-term plan is not going to work anyway. I think the move needs to be trying to win the World Series right here, right now. I think they have a team to do it. I don't want to go down the line. And again, that means starting with Kyle Schwarber. Like, I think it's very unlikely that if you don't bring back Kyle Schwarber, your team in 26 is as good as the team who left in 25. And so that is my mindset as free agency set to begin again tomorrow, 5:00. We're not going to see any moves in the short term, but I think that needs to be the mindset going forward. Also, just like, I don't know. I'm not ready to give up on this team. Like, it sounds like people are just, maybe because they have fatigue and it's like kind of the Sixers-itis, the old Sixers-itis with this current Phillies team. People are just ready to give up on them. I'm not ready to give up. Like, this is still a good baseball team. Let me see a win total with a drop-off before I'm ready to say that. I don't get it. I'm not ready to say it. So that's kind of where I'm at when it comes to the modern-day Phillies and when it comes to their approach this offseason. It's going to be something that's debated a lot here in the weeks to come. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. Of course, I am your host, Buzz, and a lot to get to once again on today's show. And, you know, free agency, we are just a day away. You know, literally tomorrow at 5 o'clock Eastern time, we are looking at the start of Major League free agency, and it feels like it sparks the debate once again of how this team should approach the upcoming window, whether the Phillies should go, you know, after next year or the next 5 years. And this is something I've debated a lot with Jack Fritz on Fritz at Six, of how exactly the Phillies should go about this. My take is clear. Go after next year. Go after winning the World Series next year. Do everything you can to improve your football team in the short term. Right. I don't want to say I don't care about the next 5 years, because I do. I am a diehard Phillies fan through and through, and I would hate if 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now they weren't good. But I'm willing to take that risk in this case to make sure that they are good next year. And here's why. The Phillies just came off winning 96 games, right? And if you have someone's heard, or if anyone who's listened to me, I should say, on this station has heard me once, they've heard me 1,000 times say that I think regular season win totals in baseball, more so than any other sport, more so than football, more so than basketball, more so than hockey, matters. Like, it matters in terms of how good your team is, regardless of poor postseason performance. The postseason is obviously the most important games, but nevertheless, like, the regular season is still indicative of how good you are. I want to get back to or as close to that number as I physically can, in terms of an opening day lineup. I want to have a 2026 regular season that gets as close to that as humanly possible. And I do not believe playing for the next 5 years, maybe taking a step back, letting Schwarber go, trying to let young guys develop, is the way you should go here. You have guys like Bryce Harper signed on a still for 6 more years of his contract. Trey Turner signed for 8 more years of his contract. Zach Wheeler, 2 more years until he claims he's going to retire. I got a win now team. I got a win now team. And the way you try and win now is you do just about whatever it takes to bring back Kyle Schwarber. You do whatever it takes but you probably try and bring back Harrison Bader. JT Realmuto doesn't feel like Ranger Suarez is in the cards. Everyone kind of just assumes that. This is the window to try and win now. And one other thing that people have heard me say 1,000 times and beat into the ground is the baseball playoffs, they truly are just random. Truly any team can win on any given year. I know the Dodgers just won back-to-back World Series. First time in 25 years, quarter century, that someone has won back-to-back championships in the sport. Right? And yet, nevertheless, I still believe, my takeaway from the World Series was any team can win it. The Blue Jays were that close. They run the bases a little bit better in the series. They, you know, any little thing break goes their way, and they win the World Series, not the Dodgers. And I believe the Phillies are just as good as the Toronto Blue Jays. I don't think they're on some tier that the Phillies are chasing to get to. I think their postseason, obviously their performance needs to get a lot better, but I don't think it's not attainable. I think this Phillies team that stepped off the field at Dodger Stadium as the season ended was good enough to win the World Series. I don't think if they won the World Series, people would have been like, well, how did that team win? Right? And I do agree that it's possible the best, I think it's likely actually, the best chance at winning the World Series has come and gone for this team. I'll always believe that 23, like that was a, they were closer in 22 in terms of losing the World Series, but that was a team that was playing over its head, that ran out of gas. The 23 team, that was really the year. That was the year they were up 2-0 against the Diamondbacks. They were up 3-2 against the Diamondbacks. and still could never put them away, lost in seven, and then they lost in six to the Texas Rangers. Right? Like, that the Phillies should have been in that World Series with the Rangers, and they should have won. Like, that was absolutely their year, and then 24 against the Mets. I'll say their regular season was not as good as the one this past season. I believe that this Phillies team that we just saw a year ago needs to, you're going to make retooling changes. You got to get out from under the Castellanos contract. Maybe they flip Bohm for like a reliever or something like that. You get Justin Crawford up to play the outfield opening day. Maybe you have a different rotation guy, different bullpen, whatever. But the team, the core is constructed, is good enough to win a lot of games. And that is how you get into the postseason, and then it's kind of a crapshoot of how you play once you get there. But I cannot be looking at how the team ended in the postseason and say to myself, okay, I don't think they should try and run this back, right? I think they should start playing for the future, getting young guys more time. Like, I don't want to step back in like the 88 win range next year, right? Like, that's going to waste the remaining potential good years of Bryce Harper, if you believe he has those really, really good years left. Trey Turner obviously is not the same player he used to be. That decline gets even worse if you play for the long term, 3 to 5 year range. No more Zach Wheeler. I just don't think it's wise. I think you're, even if their best chance is behind them, if it was kind of like a peak and valley type of thing, and you're looking at the top of the mountain or the top of the graph, I still, just because you're a little bit past the apex doesn't mean that you're at the bottom either. And so I think they need to make a real shot, incorporate some of the young guys into this lineup. Andrew Painter, certainly probably in the rotation. I don't think this is the same thing. I know people are scared by what happened between 12 and 21, this team missing the playoffs for a decade. I think this team has a far better farm system than they did back then. I think they're more equipped to kind of handle it. Dominic Brown was a huge, huge bust. If your prospects are going to bust like that, then your long-term plan is not going to work anyway. I think the move needs to be trying to win the World Series right here, right now. I think they have a team to do it. I don't want to go down the line. And again, that means starting with Kyle Schwarber. Like, I think it's very unlikely that if you don't bring back Kyle Schwarber, your team in 26 is as good as the team who left in 25. And so that is my mindset as free agency set to begin again tomorrow, 5:00. We're not going to see any moves in the short term, but I think that needs to be the mindset going forward. Also, just like, I don't know, I'm not ready to give up on this team. Like, it sounds like people are just, maybe because they have fatigue and it's like kind of the Sixers-itis, the old Sixers-itis with this current Phillies team. People are just ready to give up on them. I'm not ready to give up. Like, this is still a good baseball team. Let me see a win total with a drop-off before I'm ready to say that. I don't get it. I'm not ready to say it. So that's kind of where I'm at when it comes to the modern-day Phillies. And when it comes to their approach this offseason, it's going to be something that's debated a lot here in the weeks to come.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.